I know that sometimes it drives some folks nuts. I love talking about the Guardians and baseball and moves that they've made and moves that they didn't make and how things are working out. You've given me grief over the years. I truly love the process of trying to build a team. Whatever sport it is, I can follow that, and that's okay. Winning is a byproduct of that, hopefully, as far as I'm concerned. I hope they win, but I really follow teams and then watch what they do and how they do it, and I enjoy that a lot. And our Guardians have always done solid work in those areas. Sometimes you don't agree. Sometimes moves don't work as well as others. Sometimes they do. And this year, we've been able to complain about a lot of the moves they've made. But I also think there are some moves that have paid off. And we're going to divide some of these guys into two categories. The biggest gain this season, and I want your thoughts, Andy, Dano, you as well, and anybody who wants to join in, 216-474-0092. Biggest gain from guys who have been added to this team. And we're going to get to the biggest losses as well. But if you take a look at the roster, I think the guys you could arguably make a case for who, well, that was a good move. Or, I like what he's done. Looks like we have something there.
Okay.
And I'm not going to put him in any order. I'm just going to name him right now.
Okay.
There's Carlos Santana. There's Nolan Jones.
Do you want reaction or do you want...
I'm just going to give you some names first.
Okay, give me
Carlos, that. Nolan Jones, Slade Ciccone,
okay,
Paul Sewald, Jacob Junis. Who jumps out at you from that group? Guys that have been added to this team that you think, yeah, like that. That's pretty good.
So there's two things I see there. One, I have confidence in Santana when he goes to the plate compared to some of the other hitters we have. So he's, I think I said this earlier in the week, he's number three on my confidence factor list when it comes to having some kind of offensive influence in a game. So even though he is towards the end of his career, I think he's been, I was watching, even like last night, I was just watching little things and him and Jose at the end of the game just kind of being tight after they won. And I think he's been a great influence on the team. So as much as it pains me, I think the two things that stick out, is that and Slade Ciccone. Like I think, and I've been talking about him since he came up, like, but if you watched him pitch the other night, and it was awesome. Awesome. The last couple starts he's had, he's looked good. So I think he's here. He's going to be here for a while, but I'm not getting to the other side of this, the losses, but we know that it took a major loss to get even both of those guys here. And a lot of people think that Santana's going to get traded. So it's mild at best when we talk about the wins that this team has as far as offensive gains.
I think you could mention Carlos Santana as a gain, but I also, and this is going to get to the other half of this, he's a gain because he's been okay, but he replaced a guy that he hasn't filled his spot. He's not been as good as Josh Naylor was last year. And we're going to get to Josh in a minute. So I have a hard time calling Carlos Santana a gain, even though he's new to this team and could be. Paul Sewald is a guy who I think is really a solid bullpen guy. And I thought that was a really good move by this team. Now, he's been injured, and that's a bit of a problem. And so you don't really have the full effect. And will he be here in the future? Maybe. I think he's got a two-year deal. He could be a guy you move. But, Andy, I think it's clear the biggest gain to this team so far, and it's weird because it might be a result of the biggest loss, maybe, is Slade Ciccone. First time I saw him pitch in a Guardians uniform, I thought, man, I like the way this guy throws the ball.
Yeah.
I like the way he competes. And I mentioned early on in the show, he attacks hitters.
He kind of looks like Chris Villar, too, our old friend Chris Villar.
Chris. He attacks guys, and I like that. And I think there's the potential that he could be here a real long time and be a member of this rotation. I'm not going to say be an ace of the staff, be the best pitcher on the team. I'm not going to say be an all-star, But I'm not going to rule that out.
Is it? Is
I think he's a member of the rotation for the next 5 or 6 years if he stays healthy.
I agree with that. So then is it a 2-for-1 on Naylor if you think about it that way? Can you look at it that way and say, especially financially, because Ciccone doesn't cost that much, that if you put together Santana and Ciccone for Naylor, can you look at it that way? And then is it more of a win or is it more of just, to me, it feels like a draw at this point. It just feels like a draw, except that Slade Ciccone gives you the option to be around for a really long time as a pitcher. We desperately miss Naylor's bat. I don't think there's any question on that.
Yeah, I have a hard time going 2-for-1 on that. But
Can you see it that way?
You could look at it that way.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
All right, but can you see it
way
that
to
way?
Go, Dan. Thanks.
Well, that's the way I would look at it. I mean, it feels like an Andy Baskin special. And I mean, this is nicely as humanly possible.
Life is a matter of perspective. Me and Larry David, we say this
mixed
all the time.
Yeah. That mixed with however your marketing department wants to spin it.
Yeah, it's true, too.
I mean, you
wouldn't have had Santana if you didn't trade Naylor.
Fertilizer sounds a lot better than fish droppings.
Fish?
I mean, that's kind of the thing. Fertilizer sounds a lot better than, you know. Sometimes marketing is what kicks in.
I still would have rather had Naylor than Santana. I think everybody would. I would have played Kyle Manzardo at first base.
Escargot sounds a lot classier than snails.
And they move faster, too.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I think that's really how I look at it. It's like, if you want to market it that way, market it that way.
Would you have played Manzardo over Santana? I mean, honestly, when they traded Naylor, didn't we all think, all right, you're clearing a spot for Kyle Manzardo?
I would have just moved Manzardo up and not even, I wouldn't have brought him in. I agree.
I wouldn't have either. Now, maybe it was to make some of the guys happy because Carlos is a beloved former teammate and everything else. And he's a pro. I mean, he does a nice job, but he's not the hitter he used to be. He's not bad. For what it's worth, Guardians first baseman this year are 23rd. In Major League Baseball in batting average. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are fourth. So you're missing that bat, clearly. But I do like Slade, and I think Slade could be a key part of this moving forward.
And let's not forget that trade isn't even over yet. That trade ends on Sunday when they pick someone at number 70. That's the end of it.
The compensatory pick?
The competitive balance round B.
Competitive balance, whatever.
Yes, round B, yes.
All of these fun little names they throw out on
so
all these
whoever's
things.
Name gets attached to 70 is now attached to that trade.
I'd like Sunday. To say the biggest gain is Nolan Jones. Nolan hasn't shown that yet. However, he is moving in the right direction. Every month his batting average has gone up. I still, for the life of me, do not understand why they're platooning him. Find out if he can be a guy that you play every day. I'm so tired of the platoons in the outfield. It's silly. Why am I tired of the platoons in the outfield?
Jeff, why are you so tired of the platoons in the outfield the same way I am?
Yeah, Jeff, tell us why you're so tired about the platoons in the outfield.
The same way you are.
They have one guy in the outfield who they deem to be, you know, suitable to play every day, Stephen Kwan. They're right. And Dan pointed me in the right directions on Fangraphs.com to find all this fun little stuff. Guardians left fielders have the highest batting average in the major leagues among all left fielders. So that means Stephen Kwan. Stephen, thank you.
I mean, thank you, Stephen Kwan.
It's Stephen, period, right? He's the guy. Guardians center fielders.
Oh, no.
Center fielders.
Are you really doing this to us?
No, this is where I just say, come on, play somebody. And in this case, let it be Nolan Jones. The center fielders have the 26th highest batting average among center fielders by team in the majors.
Oh, boy.
Guardian center fielders are hitting .212.
Let me check on the that's not good.
.212.
The on-base slugging and defensive prowess have also been in the toilet.
Are you ready?
What's our war in center field?
Don't
get you that answer if you'd like.
Definitely get you that answer. It's right. I got it right here in front of me. I'll look it up.
What's below?
Andy, are you sitting?
What's it called when it's below? If it's war, it's
negative.
Above.
Andy, are you sitting?
Thanks. Yeah.
You needed that.
Guardians right fielders.
Oh no! Why are you doing this?
Are hitting
and this is why. Just play Nolan Jones and let him go. He's trending appropriately. He's going in the right direction. Guardians right fielders
0.0 190
dead last in Major League Baseball, and the WAR for Guardians center fielders, if you want it, Andy, is 29th in baseball. That's for center field.
That's negative, isn't it?
That was center.
It is negative.
It's negative.
Yeah.
Which means that whatever you're throwing out there is far worse than any replacement level player.
And so what right fielders, is, yeah. 29th. It's also negative.
It's why your chase the ladder argument can only yell louder and louder and louder and louder.
And to me, it's also why, and I know Nolan Jones has been part of that batting average at both center and right. That's why you play him, because he's moving in the right direction. So he might be a gain down the road. Clearly, we think the best addition to this team, Slade Ciccone, so far. And that doesn't maybe make up for everything you've given up this year. Their biggest losses this year, moves that might not have worked. And I have one that we're not really thinking about too much, and I think we should, and we will next on Baskin and Phelps.